Yom HaMiuchas, Beis Sivan, June 5th, on page Kuf Tes Vav. And just to review this last section on Tefillah, we have a teaching from Rabbi Ruchem, from the Mashkiach. We have a halacha that we don't say Tachlin on Tisha B'Av because it's called a Moed, which again is a pasuk in Eicha, Kara Alai Moed L'Shbor Bachurai. He declared upon me a set time to break my Bachurim. Best. So because obviously we don't say Tachlin, because it's called a Moed. So I think the simplest shot is that Moed in Pasha Pshat in that context is not a good thing. But since we know that Tisha B'Av will become a Yom Tov, that all the Navi already says that the Taniyas will become Yamim Tovim, so Tisha B'Av, which is the worst of the Taniyas, will be the best of the Yamim Tovim. So it's an allusion to the future. It's not really a Moed now, but there's like a taste of it, a trace of comfort there. That's, I think, the way people understand Pasha Pshat. But it's a little hard to understand. It's not a Yom Tov now, so why omit Tachnun now? So he was saying that the way Rabbi Ruchem seemed to put it is that there's Yom Tovim of Kiruv and there's Yom Tovim of Richuk. There's a famous recording of Rabbi Gifter speaking about the Holocaust. And he speaks about this also. He doesn't quote Rabbi Ruchem, but he was saying that Moed means to meet. The word Vad means meeting. And he was saying like you meet Hashem from extreme circumstances, which is similar to what he seems to be saying in the name of Rabbi Ruchem. So Moed means coming near. He's talking about the pasuk Karav Hashem L'chol Karav. He's also maybe that means everybody. Now you have to be Yikra'uhu Be'emes. So, two paragraphs in the bottom, he said this is the opposite of the way we think of things. We imagine that a tzaddik is close to Hashem in his tefillos, and the Rosh is far from him. But it's not so. As he says, I'm reading the end of the second to bottom paragraph. The Tochen Shashem Karav L'Rosha Kamola Tzaddik. Im acha rasha kari b'emes, Hashem could be close to the rasha like the tzaddik. He just calls out in truth. Kari b'emes, haynu shiyodeyas matzavo, mitoch matzavo ponen al Hashem. Close means that he recognizes, actually, calling out in truth means that he knows his situation, and from his situation he cries out to Hashem. So now we have a quote. He's quoting from Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah in the second shar of Shari Tshuva. Goes through different circumstances that can give rise to tshuva. So he says as follows: V'hine anashim tzadikim v'yisharim b'libosam. People who are tzadikim, their hearts are straight. Shagal hem kilavi tamid b'mashavosam. There's always like a roar within them, like a young lion in their thoughts. V'yinahamu al chatoim kenam asyan. They roar, they regret their sins, like the roar of the sea. Asher katzor katzura yodam b'avodas Hashem, and that their hand has fallen short in the service of Hashem. Tzaddik always has an inner frustration; he hasn't done enough. Afki malu ra hanashim asher ikr machshavaseim maaseim al chafti gufam. So the tzaddikim feel what they're doing short. You can imagine how filled with bad are the people who all their thoughts are not about Hashem. About physical things. When we care of Libam, Ovar Cheshbon al Nafshim, from within their heart, they lost the Cheshbon. They don't even sense what they're missing. Kigoy Ovar Eitzah Sema, it's the Lashon HaPasuk, a nation that has lost Eitzah. So, borrowing from Rabbeinu Yonah's wording, he says, or from his categorization, Harei Lefanenu Shnei Sugim, we have before us two categories. Eila hayodim es matzav medargasim, those who are aware of their circumstance and their level. Ve'ela asher mikarev libam avad cheshbon, and those who from within their heart they lost the cheshbon. It's one thing to be in a bad circumstance, as long as you still know you're in a bad circumstance, there's hope. Ein she'en lahem kol cheshbon v'das ma'i dargasim, they have no reckoning and awareness of what their level is. Ulam ein ken klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is not like that. afilu b'toch harichuk lo avar hachesbon milivo. Even from within the great distance, they haven't lost the chesbon from its heart. Achein necharav habayis. Indeed, the Beis Hamikdash has been destroyed. Avo b'toch harichuk v'hester kara alay moed. But from within the distance, the hiddenness, Kara Alai Moed, declared a Moed, and he's saying what that really means is a true calling out to Hashem. Exactly because of the circumstance. Kimrak lo avar hacheshbon. As long as one hasn't lost the cheshbon mehalev, yia gam harichuk nor ma'oyim umu'uyim. Be it that the distance is awesome and frightful, you can still establish a meeting time. If we know the extent, the might of the distance truthfully, then he's close to us. The phrase in the drush recently, better a Russia who knows he's a Russia than a tzaddik who knows he's a tzaddik. The Russia, he at least knows I'm in a serious circumstance. I'm far from Hashem. He calls out to Hashem from that feeling, from that self-awareness, and he's actually close. It's true. The richuk is terrible. But let us be omeid on it. I tell you that's like a phrase, not sure, of course, hard to translate, but it means to grasp something, analyze something and grasp it truly. We shouldn't be hasty. He may mean we shouldn't get flustered or upset to establish it and to know it. Like maybe it's too upsetting and people avoid thinking about it, but we shouldn't do that. To the extent that we know, the more that we know, the distance between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he know Karov Elenu, he's close to us. Lo techasar bekir vasenu Elenu me'uma l'uma zmane hakir v'ha'ara. And we actually won't be lacking anything in our closeness to him, in contrast to the times of closeness and illumination. Of course, it's better to be close to Hashem in a state of aras panim, but if I'm in a state of hester panim, I'm in a state of distance, but I'm aware of it, and I feel it, and I cry out to Hashem from that circumstance, I'm not, in terms of tefillah, I'm not missing anything. Which he was saying at the beginning is really why in our time one should not be miyayish from tefillah. It's actually a good opportunity. Kikarav Hashem l'chol karav, l'chol asher yikru'uhu b'emes. He's close to all. Anybody calls out in truth, and that's really what the pasuk means to include. You know, to say that somebody who's close to Hashem can reach him is not a chiddush. It's anybody. Hine anachnu meruchoke hadaros, we're the furthest of the generations. V'tumah v'timtum v'timtum, impurity and like impediment, stoppage and constriction. Me'ikim aleinu, press on us al kol tzad, every step of the way we feel impure, impeded, squished. V'imach neidas matzav, to feel it's already madrega. But v'imach neidas matzavenu, if we'll just know our circumstance, v'lo nerama esatzmenu, we won't fool ourselves. The word rama, if a trickster. Namdo lefanenu betfila, v'niya krov me'elav. We'll stand before him in tefillah, we'll be close to him. V'Hashem yiya karavu libenu, k'il echad me'adoros hakadmonim. And Hashem will be close to our heart, like one of the earlier generations. Tefillah doesn't depend on Torah greatness. You find in Gemara there's a contrast between Torah and Tefillah. You know, the primary areas of service of Hashem, in fact, Chazal say La'avda b'chol levav, refers to both Torah and Tefillah, but they work very differently. And there's that famous Gemara with Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, I forget, but we have the phrase whether one is like a sar lefnei ha'melech or like an eved lefnei ha'melech. A sar lefnei ha'melech means he's a high-ranking officer. He gets in to see Hashem because he's high up in the army. He's the Gadol Hadar. He knows Kol HaTorah Kula. Therefore, he's high ranking. But the gopher who gets Hashem's coffee, Kivayachol, is the person who davens and has a close relationship. He's not high ranking, but he speaks to the president all the time because he's in the office. So when it comes to tefillah, you don't have to be high ranking. You don't have to be from, you know, have to be the Rambam. You don't have to be a Bayan Rava. If a person is just aware and speaks in the right tone, he can be like the Eved Lifnei HaMelech. Dafka Zos he Gedulosa in Cheker. This specifically is Hashem's greatness that cannot be scrutinized, cannot be analyzed. Ki Elokim Emesu, because Hashem is true, and therefore he's true and available to all who call out to him. All right, the next section will be on Kavod, and we'll start tomorrow.